In Iraq, the process of de-bathification has taken an ugly turn. 10 days ago, the U.S. Civil Administration announced that thousands of members of the Ba'ath Party, once headed by Saddam Hussein, would be excluded from public office. But some Iraqis are going a step further and taking the law into their own hands. They're killing Ba'ath members in the streets of Baghdad and other cities. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from the Iraqi capital.
The lyrics to this tune contain the clues to its singer's sudden death. "Our dream has come true," it says. "Saddam, we are with you. Saddam, we are with you." It was that strident support of the former Iraqi president that recently brought down Daoud al-Khais in the most violent form of music criticism, a hail of bullets. Other supporters of the past government have gotten off more lightly. The photography shop on this street corner in the poor Shia Muslim neighborhood, now called Sadr City, was simply burned. A shop owner nearby won't give his name in recounting how it all happened. He is still afraid. He even draws down the shop's metal grate to tell the story.
"Most of the people hated him because he was always searching for information. He gave the names of the people in illegal parties. And most of all, he denounced an imam who used to preach at the mosque nearby, which caused him to be executed."
Just down the road at the mosque, an imam preaches to thousands of Shia. It's thought there have been more revenge killings and attacks by members of this community, which suffered much under the Ba'athists. But the word of this and other imams has been, by and large, one of clemency. There are no crime statistics, much less arrests, to know who is killing whom and for what reason. All that appears certain from street corner conversations is that there is a widespread settling of scores with the Ba'athists. The U.S. Civil Administration in Iraq does not appear to have made stopping vigilante killings a priority. Bernard Carrick is the senior advisor to the Iraqi Ministry of the Interior.
"Well, I haven't, since I've been here, I haven't heard of those problems or a problem like that."
The family in this house has. The father of six was gunned down in the street in broad daylight last Saturday. The victim's home is Spartan, not the luxury lodgings of a party apparatchik. The man worked in a battery factory. His sons say he had no choice but to join the Ba'ath Party if he wanted to get ahead. Hussein Adil is the youngest boy.
"I was sitting with my father downstairs. He asked me to bring him a bag to go buy some bread. I got it, and then he left me to go to the shop. After a while, I heard some shooting. I went and saw two American military vehicles and my father lying down dead, holding on to the bag."
The grief of his older brother, Sermid Adil, has given way to anger. He says friends begged his father to hide because his Ba'ath Party membership put him at risk. But his father replied he'd stay because he'd done no wrong and had nothing to fear.
"What can I say? Innocent men cannot protect themselves. So what is happening with the real Ba'ath Party members?"
The music emanating from behind the curtain accompanies verses sung from the Quran. Behind it, the widow weeps. There will be no public mourning ceremony, as is the custom. It's too dangerous. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Baghdad.